You wanted to launch me out into the deep. I remember times you were like, we got to get you connected to people. You know, we got to get you out there and get you going. And you could think about starting this. And I would always say, Mom, God is asking me to stay put. If you think you're standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. Don't be in a hurry to go on the heights quicker than God would have you go. Paul told Timothy that any elders, deacons, or leaders in the church, if you will, couldn't be new converts. If you're not careful, if you don't continue to do your part, you can become sick with pride, and pride can lead to death. Okay, so I'm sitting down here to check my progress, and right now, you probably won't be able to see it on my phone, but I'm at 8,150 feet. It's decent progress. It's not as much as I would have liked to have made at this stage in my climb, and I don't think it's as much as my legs and lungs and heart would think that we have made thus far. But there is a lesson here. If I go up a mountain too quickly, I can be in real danger of altitude sickness. When Lisa and I first arrived, even just at the base level where she's at now, 7,400, we both got sick. We hadn't been to this height in a while. Actually, I don't think we had together ever been above 6,200, which is down where the lake is at. And we suffered. We got sick. And it's not too terrible. You know, you just drink extra water and you eat more calories and stuff like that. But there is a few types of altitude sickness that you can get where you can be dead within 12 to 24 hours. It is dangerous. When I set out to do this, I typed in, is it dangerous to go to 10,000 feet hiking? And it said point blank, yes, it is dangerous. So where we're going is dangerous. If God is not with us, God hasn't called us, it's dangerous. But on our way up, we have to be careful and follow some basic physiological parameters to keep us safe. And we have to do the same thing in our spiritual walk. If I go up too high here, I could get too quick. I could get altitude sickness that could really put me in trouble. I met a head security officer for the whole mountain way down there, and he drew a map for me at one point on how to kind of get up a way that he suggested. And then he gave me their phone numbers in the event that I got in trouble. He said, if you run out of water, you get in trouble up there, we'll at least be able to maybe get some help to you. People get in trouble up here. Its altitude is very serious. It's probably, you know, people would think the bears and mountain lions, but altitude sickness can be very serious. You get up here and run out of water, you are in trouble. But sticking with my point, if I liken me going up this mountain behind me too fast to going up the heights with Jesus too fast, trying to make too much progress too quickly, I can suffer sickness of pride. Paul told Timothy that any elders, deacons, or leaders in the church, if you will, couldn't be new converts. In other words, they can't go up too fast. Otherwise, they'll fall into the devil's condemnation. That's pride. You and I need to make sure that we pace ourselves. There is definitely an association of being able to get sick from pride, even if it is the Lord God Almighty who blesses you to get up to a certain level of giftedness or fruitfulness or righteousness. If you're not careful, if you don't continue to do your part, you can become sick with pride, and pride can lead to death. We have to be sure, kind of like in the message I have spoken about pacing yourself. This is a really important aspect of pacing ourselves, making sure we do not get ahead of the Lord. One of the writers in Streams in the Desert, one of my all-time favorite devotionals, had suggested that the amount of time that Joseph was held captive in that dungeon down in that terrible lowland situation where people had falsely accused him, sold him into slavery, etc., was to prevent him from being dizzy when he finally was exalted to the heights. And I can tell you, I don't regret at all the amount of time I had to spend down there stuck at perhaps what felt like a plateau or falling into a ditch or in the middle of the wilderness going nowhere, wondering, why are we not making any progress? I can see how much I would have been tempted to pride, how much I could have easily, anybody can do this. And if you think you can't, you are already deceived. If you think you're standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. Don't be in a hurry to go on the heights quicker than God would have you go. I've had to disappoint so many people over the years and tell them, God is going to be slow with you. This is going to take so much longer than you ever expected. And that part of that journey, part of that lengthening it out, part of that God taking so long, tarrying and delaying, is to prevent you from dying of spiritual altitude sickness due to pride. I remember Zach Poonen said, what is the hardest thing for God to do but to keep a man humble after he has blessed him? So I have, with my responsibility and my role with Jesus, I've chosen so many times to make the sacrifice of, I am not going to allow anybody or anything, any attempts of myself to promote myself, to get higher up. You know, I'll go down a little rabbit trail here, but I think of all the times you wanted to launch me out into the deep. I remember times you were like, we got to get you connected to people. You know, we got to get you out there and get you going. And you could think about starting this. And I would always say, Mom, God is asking me to stay put. There was a reason. And yet, while she's able to influence me, I'm having to decide to obey God. Sit still. Every time she would want to get me to move forward on something, whether it was to have an attorney or to go find a girlfriend or to go get, you know, something promoted or to go get a job or do something, God would keep telling me, sit still, sit still.
It's 4:32 on June 26th, 2014. The guys asked last night if they could put together a billboard campaign, just a small one for Relentless Heart. Bobby Junkin, my friend, offered and told all the guys in the Bible study about it. The guys all have to pray about it. Let me just pray about it. I'm so honored that you'd think about it. On the way home, I see a 919, but I kind of see it 9:18 first, and I'm like, well, Lord, that's not really how it works. You know, I'm not gonna sit here and wait until it turns to 9:19. So I walk inside the house a few minutes later, there it is, staring at me out of the dark kitchen, 9:19, blue numbers. Yep.
Numbers 9:19. When the cloud remained over the tabernacle a long time, the Israelites obeyed the Lord's order and did not set out.
Get my phone out to take the picture. It's 9:19 on my phone. So now I know God's telling me, don't move forward on the billboard. Which, this morning I sent an email out to all the guys, letting them know about it. And I sent them this email explaining that it's very exciting because God is essentially holding me back on everything. I've had lots of offers for video jobs, to do story videos for people. I've had people asking if they could start a advisory board for Relentless Heart. I've had people wanting to promote it. I have had now the billboard thing. God has literally told me, no, wait, sit still on everything.
I have been so content, for example, with this series and my new YouTube channel. If I only ever have 50 subscribers, and YouTube hates me and Satan rules the internet and never lets me see anything beyond 50 to 100 subscribers, I'm okay. I've already gotten the ambition way out of my soul and spirit, way down there. The climb has a way of annihilating those things in you that are not like God. And I just say, Lord, I'm out here doing this for your cause. You bring whoever you want to see this. I'm not trying to exalt myself. I'm not trying to race up this mountain. The temptation is there to do it. If it's that good, isn't it better to get to it sooner rather than later? The answer is almost always no. So you have to be willing to slowly allow the Lord to increase your altitude, spiritually speaking, your giftedness, your righteousness, your fruitfulness, because I tell you the truth, my friend, it is very easy to begin looking down on all the people who aren't at your altitude. It's very easy. It's in our human nature to do so. I have to be on guard against it. All my life in this ministry, I could sometimes feel the temptation to say, come on, man, I did it. Can't you do it? And starting to look down at some people. We all are in different stages. We all have different graces. We all have different callings. But it's very important that you and I personally walk with the Lord. And sometimes He walks very slowly. It's been a long time. If it were up to me and I were God, I would have done a long time ago with this. I would have been done away with all of this and I would have put me right at the top. But for God to do that, to put us there sooner than He knows our character can handle, is to basically put us into death, to hand us over to the lion, to hand us over to corruption, to pride, and to uselessness for Him. So let's be patient. 8,150 feet. That's the altitude. I just want to see that again. We have about 8,150 feet. So that means we have about 1,700 and some odd feet to go. 1,700 to 1,800 feet to go on our climb. It doesn't sound like a whole lot, but when you look at that in steep incline in front of me, it's a lot. I'm not going to get there in a hurry, even if I wanted to, but if there was another way I could get up faster, I'd delay in doing so because I tell you the truth, I'd miss all the character development. I'd miss all the spiritual fortitude. You see, if you're on one of these and this is your Christianity, there's no faith in that. There's no character in that. And character takes time. Perseverance must finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. You will lack everything if you get on one of these things, modern Christianity, and go to the top. I promise you that. Okay, enough time on this rock. It's time to pick up the sticks and to get going. Slow and steady wins the race, right? God bless us in Jesus' name to get to the top. I'll see you at the next stage. You're on a path to fullness in Christ. It is the highest pleasure He has to see you and I conformed into His image, to see you and I live by faith. This is real. These parables that Jesus gave us, this parable of this climbing the mountain, He had me do this for a reason. It's real. Jesus' grace is real. Faith is real. Mountaintop faith is real. Mountain moving faith is real. Sanctification is real. Being cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ from all sin is real. Being a slave to righteousness is real. Moving out of Romans 7 into Romans 8, living a life of the law of the Spirit in love is real. These things are all real, brothers and sisters, but we have to perceive that they are there by faith, and we have to go after them and believe that they are real. This is faith, being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see.